Heather McDonald has got the juiciest scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have returned guests. It's been a few years, but you guys have been asking and begging for it. You've wondered, are we still friends? Or is everything cool? And we are. Kris Jenner, welcome back to Juicy Scoop.
Thanks.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while. Thanks, doll. I am just so honored to be here. You are doing fabulous, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I had you on the show a few years ago, one of my first years of doing the show, and you were so supportive.
Oh, yeah. I love doing small shows.
And
you've grown since then. This is impressive, Heather. I'm really proud of you, sweetie. I really am.
Thank you. A lot of people wondered why we got kicked off the Christmas card list. I know I was six people deep with my mother-in-law and three kids. Was that the reason? It couldn't have been me. It was my kids who got me kicked off, right?
You know, it's out of my control now. My assistant just does the list, and some people get, you know, axed every year. I mean, you had like 18 people one year. That was a lot, okay? Some people don't even talk to their in-laws, and you had all of them.
I do think that last year I was there was the final straw. And I think it was, and maybe you don't want to admit it, but you had a long red dress on.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that stunning?
I had a long red dress on. So I don't think you loved that. But then also Caitlin came in a long red dress. And the three of us were in long red dresses. And then after that, I never was invited back. Also, my mother-in-law fell, which is, of course, a scary lawsuit waiting to happen.
I blame Caitlin for that one. Okay. She spilled her champagne, and that's why that happened.
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you are doing so wonderful. Now, are you as terrified of North, your granddaughter, as the rest of us?
Absolutely not. She's an angel, you know?
She's not an insult comic?
Oh, well, I think she really has a career ahead of her as a rapper, as an artist, you know? She's going to take over Skims one day. I mean, we're really working hard with Northie, so I think she is just a star doll, you know? She's doing amazing, sweetie.
And when you see that Travis Scott no longer with Kylie.
Yeah.
And Kanye West no longer with Kim.
Absolutely.
Brought the world to their knees at the show in Orlando when they brought out Kanye. I mean, chills, people freaking out. And you see those two former quote unquote son-in-laws. Do you think it's that they have billion-dollar baby mamas, Kardashians, that made them so successful today?
Well, I think they're very talented, too. I want you to know I still have lunch with all of my kids' exes. I know you do. I keep in touch. I saw Kanye on Tuesday. And, you know, even though, yes, I think Kimberly definitely lifted up his career. I mean, she's Kimberly. Of course, she's lifted us all up. But I think that they, you know, I think they're stars on their own. I think there's a place for all of us. And I think that I am just here to support them, even if they've done some pretty shitty things to my kids.
How do you feel about Bianca, his wife? Could you ever see her being invited to one of the Christmas parties now that there's space,
well,
being that I'm not going?
Maybe if she gets some clothing. You know, I've never seen her wear anything but a pair of stockings. So I feel like, you know, maybe if we get her dressed, she could show up one year. But I don't know if that would make my kids so happy. And, you know, I really do everything for the kids. You know, 26 companies later, here we are, doll.
I mean, you really are.
Yeah.
Now, when you realize that Jeff Bezos had a new girlfriend, and her name was Lauren Sanchez, how quickly did you start DMing her and getting into that best friend mode of yours? Because you're every girl's best friend, if you allow it.
Thank you. I mean, you're my best friend, too.
Oh, we are. We're still best friends.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you're on the list of the girl's best friends, just maybe not the holiday party. Some people, you know, around the holiday season, they act out. And not saying you did, but something must have happened because, yeah, I haven't seen you there. No, Lauren and I, you know, Lauren and I met. We I got a manicure one day and she popped in and I was just like, what a coincidence. I don't even know how it happened. You know,
okay.
Sometimes I'm like a magnet. You know, people come to me and I let the love flow. I really do.
Well, I so appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
And yeah, let's... Corey
wants an autograph. He's a huge fan of Juicy Scoop. He really, he would love for you to sign. He really said, have her sign your tits. And I said, Corey, please.
Well, I ran into Corey.
Oh, my God.
At a Laker game recently. He was wearing his Dolce & Gabbana satin leisure wear.
The whole set.
How did that deal come about?
Well, you know, I'm very close with Domenico Dolce. And he said, we got to do something out of the box. And I said, no one would ever expect Corey to have his own line. And so we just came up with, you know, we said, what do you want to wear? And he said something comfortable. And that was really the inspiration. Comfort.
I love that it's always paired with diamond necklaces.
Oh,
I think that is really a signature look for him.
Absolutely. I mean, Cartier, I think they want to dress him all the time. Corey's really the most successful of my family these days. It's wild.
Amazing. And what is going on with Scott? Because his ex-girlfriend, Sophia Richie, got married. She's expecting a baby. Where does his love life land
well,
today?
Well, Scott's in the back of my car right now. Okay. He's on Tinder. He's sitting there just swiping away. You know, I am always there for Scott. He has ups and downs. He really does. But at the end of the day, he has given me three beautiful grandchildren, and I will always support him. And I think this Sophia stuff is really... It's really, you know, it got to him, but he always powers through. I mean, look at Courtney. She basically buried him, you know, with Travis. But Scott is a strong, you know, Jewish man, and we love him for it.
Do you think there's a real special bond, real fun friendship between Chloe and Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think there is a future, any future of them ever being romantic? And if there was, would you support it to go a second round with him officially in your life as a son-in-law?
Scott will always be my son-in-law. So absolutely. I think Chloe needs to get out there, you know? She's my girl. I mean, Chloe is amazing, and she's such a good mother, and I really believe that if Chloe and Scott got together, I don't know, it could be magical. I think they could really have a future together. I'm all for it. It'd be a little weird because they're like brother and sister,
yeah.
But who cares? Who gives a shit? It's 2024. Right? If you want to have sex with someone that's brotherly to you, I say go for it, doll. I mean, who cares, you know? Have fun.
I do too. Well, thank you so much for stopping
by,
Chris.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad I could squeeze it in. I really am. I'm so busy.
Wow. Now here comes the secret portion. That was not the real Chris Jenner, everybody. That is comedian, impressionist, funny lady extraordinaire, Anna Roisman. Welcome to Juicy Scoop.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so honored. What a cold open we had.
Huh? I'm so happy that you're here. It's amazing. Found you on TikTok, followed you, love all the funny. You have many different characters. We'll get into many of them. Chris is, you know, probably, well, she's maybe your most famous person that you do. So it's always fun to do her. When did you start doing her? How did it come about?
Honestly, not that long ago. And I feel like it's funny now when I laugh, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to laugh as me anymore because I've laughed as her for an entire year. I've only been doing her for like a year, like a little more than a year, which isn't that long. I think she's gotten better. I look at the first few ones and I'm like, ugh, like,
yeah,
you had nothing. But I don't know. I love doing her. I started doing her because I work with Andrea Lopez, who you had on.
Yes.
And we have a podcast together, Big Wigs, where we literally wear wigs and do this.
Yeah.
And so when she was doing Courtney a lot and we were working together, we were making videos together. And I was like, I got to pick one of them in the family. Like, who do I resonate with? Obviously, Chris. Like, she's my queen. So I was like, I'm going to do Chris. And I don't know. I just started to try. I had all the clothes. That was easy.
Yeah. What is your comedy background?
Well, I've done stand up for like the last 10 years. So that's what I've done. Before that, I mean, I did like improv at UCB. I did all the
classes.
So
were you someone that did impressions like in the beginning of your career or as a kid?
Yeah.
Would you imitate people?
Yeah, all the time. And I would do YouTube videos like back in the day. of like, you know, people said I looked like Sarah Silverman, probably because I'm a brunette Jew and did comedy. So they were like, you know who you look like, I've met her. I'm like, we don't really look alike in person, but I could see it. And so I started doing her. I thought it would help if it was people I looked like. So I would do like her or Leah Michelle, or I used to do Kourtney Kardashian, or like any brunette, I guess.
Can you do Sarah off the bat?
I mean, I'm not going to tell you that my podcast is more successful, but it's like really, I've really been taking off lately with a lot of my callers. You know, I've been really feeling just like, oh my God, I'm finally in the swing of things, you know? But I don't know. Sometimes when I'm super stoned, it's like, I don't really give a shit anymore about it.
That's great.
I haven't done her in a while. I'm like, I think it's good.
What's fun about doing certain people is, and we talked about this on the phone, is like a lot, you know, people can do impressions and some people might have a stronger voice or whatever. But what I like about you and, you know, other people that when they do the impressions and myself is it's about getting in the improv and going with the point of view and the cadence of that person, of what that person would say in that situation, which then makes the impressionist who's also a writer or a stand-up better than just someone who can do an impression.
Yeah. If you change it, if you go to the next level with it, I always like those so much more than someone I'm like, well, they just did exactly what I saw the real person do, which is cool, but give me more.
Yeah, like when we just did the Chris, you didn't know what I was going to ask Chris or anything. I didn't know what I was going to ask Chris.
And you went deep. She's bringing up Travis Scott. I'm like, oh, she's going for it. You're bringing in all the ex family members. I'm like, all right, Anna, how well are you? I mean, I watch all the Kardashians, but right, I was like, here we go.
Yes. Okay, so we were just, before you came in, we were talking about the scandal that happened on SNL last week.
Yeah.
Which was J-Lo was the musical guest. And what's the girl's name that won the Emmy?
Ayo Adebri.
Yes. And I never knew who she was. I don't watch The Bear.
Okay.
I saw that she won several awards for it. I am going to watch The Bear. Obviously, she's a really talented comedic actress. And so apparently...
Bottoms was really funny, too, if you want to see that. She's in that movie. Bottoms.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Bottoms. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I can't remember who it was. It was somebody I follow. It was they got it. TMZ got it from this person. So I apologize for who... decided to put out the old podcast that she did.
Yeah.
Where she was talking with her co-host, or she was a guest or something. And they were ripping on the fact that they think that J-Lo is an awful singer and never really could sing.
Yeah.
And they're talking shit. And then, lo and behold, a couple years later, she's an Emmy winner and she's hosting SNL with the person. I think this was such a great moment, honestly, in pop culture history, because I constantly say... I've had episodes where I call it, I heard what you said about me on your podcast, because everybody has a podcast. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed with certain guests that are funny, that are on their way up, they are smart. And they'll be like, Heather, don't ask me about this. Don't ask me that, you know, because I might be working across with
them.
I know, by the way, I just said across. And everyone, that bothers people too. There's no T at the end of across.
Okay? I don't know.
Thank you. But I'm going across the street. Anyway, so, but there was a time when I cared. And then there was a time when I realized, what the fuck is the chances?
Right.
And I would rather be, for me, I'd rather build the authenticity of Juicy Scoop to the level it is. But I'm not a young person. I've got nothing to lose. I personally have nothing to lose. And I love talking the truth of what I feel.
Right.
But I do think this is a good lesson to other people that if you're going to have a podcast, if you're going to do it on Instagram and you're really pursuing this, maybe think about it twice because you actually might be in this situation.
It's so funny though. Like I think if I was in this situation, because I go on a lot of podcasts and I talk, you know, I talk all my stories all day long and like everything is saved. Anyone can screen grab anything you do out on the internet. But I'm like, would I ever be like working side by side with J-Lo? Like, she just seems like such another level to me that I imagine Ayo is like, I'm not going to like work with J-Lo. I'm doing comedy in New York. She used to do like stand up in New York and I knew her then. And I'm like, so I think it's so funny. I'm like, wow, you blew up so big that someone found like a little clip of you being like, I don't think J-Lo can sing, and you're literally hosting with her as a musical guest. Like,
but I will say in all my times of being on Chelsea and my own thing and Instagram and stuff, I have done impressions of people and I have talked about them, but I definitely have never said that about J-Lo.
Yeah. I think impressions
I have seen videos
flattering.
That made me kind of wonder. I did think her latest video just seemed weird.
Yeah. I think we all laughed.
The dancing. Have you seen the latest video?
I haven't, no.
Where she's wearing a bunch of bride dresses.
Mm-mm.
You know, I can't get enough of, It's like a really weird dance. It's like the dancing is kind of weird. And I will say that it's a little bit weird, but I still I love her look. I love her performing.
But she's a dancer first. So I'm like, that's strange. That's what you took away from
that. The dancing was weird. That it was like this weird dancing that she's doing. But
that's funny.
I do think that's kind of full for some people. If I was a manager and I had clients that, like everybody, were going on Instagram or whatever, I would be like, listen, don't do the TikTok where you tell all about how you waited on Matthew McConaughey and he was a dick.
Right.
Let's not do that. What are you going to gain from it? I think people need to think, what will I gain from going after somebody in a nasty way that's a celebrity that... I feel that was sort of a gotcha moment. And I think mm-hmm. that's why people remembered it, because it was so harsh. As much as I've talked about J-Lo, I've never said that.
Yeah.
Because I kind of felt like, well, don't we all know that?
Right.
Don't we all know that songs are enhanced? And didn't we all know that this wasn't all her own hair? And don't we know that she uses a bronzer? And yeah. But still, great body, still beautiful face.
Sure. Don't I bring in a photo to my hairstylist? I'm like, can you do that? Can you just J-Lo me? I'm like, that's me. I'm like, here, do it. I don't care.
And then I think J-Lo is smart to just be like, have to be cool about it. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you look like the old bitchy auntie, you know? Yeah. And nobody wants to be that.
Yeah.
When the girl is 30 years younger than you, you have to be like, oh gosh. She's such a funny cat.
I wish we could have seen them backstage. I just want to see them hug and do it and be like.
I think she was probably who cares? This is only going to bring anything that I feel like. There was a time where I would say, I just don't understand why J-Lo just can't relax. Why is she doing the same shit that a 25-year-old influencer has to do on Instagram? You know what I mean? She needs the alcohol, Delano or whatever it is now. There's no way she's not worth several hundred million dollars.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of well, you've never really drank. Your husband's an alcoholic. I don't know.
It's weird.
Of all the things to choose from.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like she's like, no, I've got to have it. I've got to have what there's something about her wanting to stay really relevant. So I don't even think she mind. I think she didn't mind this at all, because she's
it brings press to
everything.
Yeah,
this brings press and it makes me feel cool. But then I did see her singing in the pink outfit.
Mm-hmm. There were people memeing the pink outfit.
Did you see? I was like, I almost think I would change up the song. If this all came out, I would be like, oh my God, just do Jenny from the Block. I don't want to do this ballad right now. I feel too self-conscious about doing this ballad.
It's weird to do a ballad also on SNL, I think. It's it's not the right mood. It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that was amazing. Now, let's talk about And Just Like That. Because you do a great Steve.
Thank you. Wow, thanks.
Chris Frangiola is a man on my show. He often does a really good Steve, too. So we've done a lot of impressions.
I've seen
his
Steve.
About where the show would go. I have been obsessed with predicting storylines.
Okay.
And let's do one with Steve. And... God, I don't really do anybody that good. Wait, you know what? I'm going to do Samantha.
Great.
Samantha's going to come back.
As she should. That's the storyline I hope you
I'm
always...
I'm going to come back as Samantha. Now, I haven't done her in a long time. I'm going to run into Steve. And you're going to kind of fill me in, and I'm going to just say what I've heard from the girls since I've been gone.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, just like that. Steve, it's Samantha. Samantha Jones. It's been a minute. I've been living in London.
Samantha? Oh, my God. You know, I haven't heard of you in a while. You know, you haven't been around the block, huh? You know, I've been in Brooklyn.
I know. Steve, tell me it isn't true that you and Miranda are no longer together.
Oh, Miranda? Well, she's always the love of my life. But, you know, Miranda and I, we've gone through some troubles lately, you know, with this Che Diaz. I don't know if you heard about Che Diaz. They got a podcast. You maybe heard
well,
it.
Well, listen, darling. I'm no stranger to fingering a friend here and there. But to leave your husband and small redhead child for Che Diaz?
Yeah.
I was absolutely shocked. Who knew Miranda couldn't put an IKEA soap cabinet together, but could do a strap-on? Good for her, darling. Have you tried to have her peg you?
You know, I told her, she said she really liked how Che was fingering her. And I said, I got better. You know, I got better at fingering. I've been working with fruits. I've been hanging out with the boys, playing a couple of 3-on-3 games. And I said, you know, I got to get better at this stuff. I haven't done, pegging. I don't know about that stuff.
Steve,
you know,
why did you start a restaurant that nobody's going to go to in Coney Island?
It's gonna be fantastic, you know. The summertime.
Do they serve Cosmos there? Those get me so horny. I just slide off my seat. I get so wet down there.
You know, wow, Samantha, that's a lot of information for me. If you come to my restaurant / bar, I'll make sure you got a great Cosmo. Okay, I will. My kid's gonna be bar backing. You know, he's old now, so he can make a Cosmo. I'll teach him how to do it. You know,
as long as he's over 18. I'll be there.
Oh, my God. Don't bone my son, Samantha. That's not where we thought this would go.
Well, there's still not many left in Manhattan. You know, I ran that town, ran it through London, and now I'm going to run it through your son. And I heard that...
Miranda? Oh, my God. I thought it was her behind you. It's just a red dress. You never know. You never know.
Oh, my gosh. There are rumors that she might be coming back.
I would die. If that happened, like, I feel like I'd just, like, pass out on my floor.
I just feel like the other, like, secondary character, like the professor. Who are the other girls? The professor, the
Seema.
Nicole Parker, and Seema, who's, like, a version of her.
Yeah.
Well, Seema, if she comes back, Seema should know that she's gone.
Oh, if Samantha comes back.
Two of them.
They turned her into Samantha. And I think she's really good. I thought this season they made her even more Samantha-y than they needed to.
Yeah, it was like the same storylines.
Yeah.
But how do you feel as yourself about Che Diaz leaving the show?
I feel conflicted.
So do I.
I really do.
I ended up liking her.
Yeah.
Sorry, they. I ended up liking... No, that wouldn't
them.
Be right. Them. I ended up liking them... the character, what the character was going through, more than the rest of the people. Because, I don't know, maybe because Shay's
You're
character
Che
was
sympathizer.
A stand-up. Yeah, because it was like, she was the stand-up, the pilot didn't go, then they wanted, and that then was... the pilot doesn't go, and then all of a sudden she can't even live in her apartment, and she has to like work as like a vet's assistant. She's living at like her abuela's basement, and I'm like, oh my God. Like
I love how invested in Che's.
I've said this over and over. The writers of And Just Like That are so jealous of other writers who have gotten out of the sitcom writing game and were successful podcasters. And they're like, we're going to shit on podcasting so bad. Because when they were like, oh, you didn't want to do the one ad about dry vaginas? Well, the whole network shut down.
Yeah. What the hell?
You know what also really bothered me? And this is a minor thing.
What?
Do you remember when Bobby Lee, who was the partner of...
Who's famously my mom's favorite character on the show. Like, oh, mommy has like two lines. I love that guy. I'm like, what?
Do you remember Bobby Lee had sex with the podcast manager woman who was wheelchair bound?
Yeah.
Do you remember she rolled in pregnant?
In the second season?
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, I
never addressed it at all. And then all of a sudden, he was married to.
Oh yeah, he did have a wife.
The stylist.
Yeah. Wow. That's gonna. Is the season three setup?
There were so many weird storylines that they just like dropped and like forgot about and thought that we would forget, and we did, except for me.
Well, we also, my boyfriend and I always I made him watch every second of that show, and he was like, I can't believe he even said this the other day. Because we saw the actress who at a coffee shop, the actress who played like Carrie's neighbor, you know, who she gives. He's like, I can't believe he gave that girl the apartment when Miranda's sleeping on like a pullout couch at her ex, Che Diaz. And she's like her best friend. Like, hello.
And she gives her a huge discount.
Yeah.
Because the jewelry was stolen to some girl that's obviously privileged because she's living in the apartment anyway.
Right.
And also had the money to buy it.
Yeah.
So she's just some like trust fund person that got to be a jewelry designer. I know. And it doesn't think about, Miranda, who's like living dorm life at 52 or 55. Yeah, you're right.
It was weird because Carrie went to her on like New Year's. Like, they have a whole history. I'm like, really?
Oh, and no, you know what also was really annoying about it? That Carrie's like, well, sorry, for my final dinner, I'm going to invite Che.
Yeah.
Because Che is my friend too. But I thought it was Carrie was in a weird position because she was Che's friend first when they worked on the podcast.
And then
when Miranda was coming to take care of her is when she and Che fell in love. But then when they broke up, I kind of was like, she wasn't your friend for that long.
Right.
Like, and the podcast is dead.
And also, in your kitchen.
And now it's time to like choose your friend of 35 years over Che, who, let's be honest, how much do you have in common with anyway?
Right.
You know,
they did have those weird. There were like two weird scenes. Remember, it was like where Carrie had to do the speaking and like Che was like the joke writer. And all of a sudden, Che Diaz is like the most important character of the episode. Where did this come from?
And also, I'm like, wait a minute. Carrie has had was a funny girl from the start. She was always cracking jokes, always doing puns. Wrote the blog, wrote the, thing in the paper, written multiple books.
She's the writer.
About sex. And then Che's like, so, ever masturbate? And she's like, I don't know if I'm comfortable. It might be because I'm of a different generation than you. Oh, what should I do? $20 for shoes. Oh, yes. It's just so weird.
Che's going to dump her and be like, I'm moving to Hollywood, bitches. I booked a pilot. Like, I was like, I love how this works.
My sons watch it, and they ended up liking Che the best as well because they felt the other storylines were boring.
Yeah.
They didn't care about the Nicole Parker rich family and the mean mother-in-law. Yeah. They didn't care about the professors breaking up with her husband.
Yeah.
Who else was there? There was
Seema trying to get laid.
Dating some real estate guy. Like, smoking all the time.
Yeah. No, it's true.
I'm
going to miss
issue with the smoking.
At first, I laughed. I was like, yeah, they really fired Che Diaz. Che Diaz is that show. Like, everybody watched because of Che Diaz.
Yes.
I feel like it was like a cultural moment, and now we just don't have
it.
It
was Hate Watch that then took over. Like, I'm actually really upset about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on.
we could go on and on for Chase.
I love that you do Bethany Frankel.
Thank you.
And I want to know, when did you start getting obsessed? Was it her TikTok? Was it her makeup reviews or her eating reviews? What is it?
The food for me. I was like, they were just, she posts, is she a robot? I don't even know if she's real. I've never met her. But like, she posts 7 TikToks a day. I don't know anyone.
And then deletes a lot of them.
Posting as much as her. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Then realizes it's wrong and then deletes it. And it is amazing. I have been blocked, I'm pretty sure. So I will miss these moments and then I'll see
your... You gotta get a burner account.
I'll see your eating the bagel or whatever. And I love it.
I just think she's so unhinged. The filming is terrible. It's honestly the easiest impression to do because I could like drop my phone and people will think it's intentional. Like, I'm like, this is sick. I'm just going to eat my sunglasses. These sunglasses are sick. It's insane. And like the S's and like, I don't know, she just goes off and I love it. And she likes it too. She keeps she'll post my stuff, which I'm always like, oh,
she does. Yeah. She likes it.
She likes
it. Good. Good.
She did a highlight reel. You know, she has like a team of 10 social media people working for her. Yeah. She did like highlight reels of all the people who do impressions of her.
Yeah. I know Hannah did one.
Hannah Burner.
On.
Yes. Yeah. And Andrea did one, and there were a couple others. And she like, I'm like, oh, wow, we made it to the highlight reel. Hannah and Andrea and I were like texting.
My favorite is, and I don't do the great New Yorkie voice of hers, but what I loved was when she was obsessed talking about the reality reckoning, and that she would like use like football references that made no sense. Where she's like, it's a game. It's a game. And you've got 6 people against 7. And you know what? You're going to take it to the end zone. And if you miss that punt kick, don't come crying to me, because it's kill or be killed. And don't know if it's about popcorn or big hot dog up your asshole. But Andy's going to put it there and you're going to accept it. And when you shit it out, don't come crying to me. And you're like, what the fuck is this? Like it's the
analogy. In the zone, I'm Tom Brady and this is the fucking news. Okay.
Yeah. You may not like the Patriots. Don't hate me. I still went to the Super Bowl 18 times. I have a bunch of rings. You're jealous? Guess what? This ring could make a crown and I could shove it up your asshole. Whose dick do I need to suck to make you realize that Andy Cohen is an asshole? And I'm just like, oh my God.
Oh my God. When someone needs to AI like Bethany.
Do you remember when she had?
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Do you remember when she had the show? With Frederick the Realtor?
Vaguely. What was it called?
First of all, for the most successful person that's ever walked on earth, I mean, she's so Donald Trump in talking about her own successes. It's it's literally the same. It's like,
I discovered her later. I didn't watch her on Housewives.
Okay, well, she had a show with Frederick, who is, I think, I can't remember what, he's foreign, but he's like, not English, he's like South African or something. Anyway. He's this good-looking guy, and he's gay, and now he's married with 2 kids, but he was on Million Dollar Listing in New York and then went to L.A.
Okay.
At some point, they met and had a gay man, rich Upper West Side love relationship where she thinks that she's special to him, and she's just one of many.
Okay.
But she doesn't realize that, so she thinks they're best friends. And they decide, let's have a show together.
Great.
Okay? We're going to flip houses together. One season. And it was, both of them were so like used to doing reality TV that you know that they walked into a unit and it was like, how quickly can we get out of here and get the shot that we're required to do to get this fucking dumb show done?
Oh my God.
So every episode was her walking around going like getting in a bathtub and being like, who wants to go down on me for this bathtub? Like every little thing was like, she's like, whose dick do I need to suck to get an offer in it today? Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm dying right now. This is what we're going to do. I'm not dying. And it was like, and then boom, next thing. And so what happened was they have some deal go bad. And she goes on camera and is like all pissed at him, telling the world that he didn't like communicate properly as her realtor. And then she was like, you're a snake oil man or something. Snake oil, your snakes. What is it? It's a snake oil salesman.
Okay.
You're a snake oil salesman. Is that right? You're an oil salesman or a snake oil salesman? She called him something that I'm like, I don't think a realtor wants to be called that. Okay. And so then that's what ended then the show. Oh. But I don't think anyone was watching either. But it was just like, you know, but it was constantly.
Bethany
like,
and the zeitgeist.
Yeah, it was constantly like the dirty stuff that she would say. To like be shocking, like, right. Oh, Bethany, you know, like she's so, this is the girl who peed on a stick when she found out she, you know, on camera, the first person to pee on a stick, you know, she's like, I was the first one who showed that I was pregnant on camera. I didn't know I was pregnant. Yeah, right. And I had the cameras come as I squatted, I peed on it. And I was like, oh my God, this. The best is.
She can really make a video or a moment out of nothing.
Like, oh my God.
It's a skill.
The other thing that is amazing is all the bad acting when you go back. Like, there's
to like Old Housewives.
There is a scene. Yeah, in Old House. There's a scene where her assistant is like, it's so bad. She goes, oh, wow. This isn't good. What? Tell me. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what. Tell me what's going on.
The hair.
Have you heard of Perez Hilton? And she's like, yeah. What? He's just like a. I don't know. He's like a TMZ, but he's like some guy. Why? What's going on? I don't know if I can tell you this, Bethany. on, he just posted that you're pregnant. Are you fucking kidding me? How would he know that? Nobody knows that I'm pregnant. This is, I'm not even 3 months yet. This is really, really bad. How did Perez Hilton know that I was pregnant? You, this is, just settle down. It's okay, Bethany. We can fix this. No, we can't fix it. The world can't know I'm pregnant yet. I wanted to have one private moment. This is fucking bullshit. I hate that asshole. I'm like, if you're telling me.
You deserve an Emmy for this.
If you're telling me.
This whole scene.
That Bethany did not have a conversation with Perez Hilton about posting this and having it go up and telling her assistant, act like you're surprised. The cameras are here with Bethany Ever After, whatever the first thing was where she gets pregnant. It is such bad acting. And so that's why
I have to go watch this.
The acting is horrific. Horrific. And but I'm obsessed with it.
I'm also
obsessed with the fact that she did a movie that I was offered a part in.
She's in a movie? Like acting movie?
That is where Ramona goes. Well, you know what, Bethany? I really think you should tell your daughter that you did some nudity. That's right. Don't you have a daughter? Did you do a naked movie where
you're
you
so good at her
boobs? And then that's when Bethany's like, mention it all. And that's where she like does her legs. Mention it all because they're filming. No, the story was I was trying to get, you know, trying to make it. And I went to the drama log, which basically, I mean, I don't even, worse than Craigslist, worse than anything that could ever happen to a human.
No.
It's basically today's dark web.
Okay.
But you could get it at a newsstand. I go and I do this awful thing where they put a frog head on me and I had to roller skate in this Sylmar Reservoir. But I was so desperate to get any tape, I was told, you know, there's no small parts.
Sure.
Anyway, we're driving home from Sylmar and the guy throws me the script and he goes, would you like to be in this? These doctors are investing in this movie and we can give you a part in this. Well, I start reading it and there's this scene where one girl, they're laying out and the girl is like, oh, would you like some suntan lotion or something? And then she goes and like puts it on her chest. Mm-hmm. And the girl's like, I'm not into doing this. And then the other character's like, whoa, what's the big deal? You know? Okay. Anyway.
This is like a dare scene.
So I was always like, oh, I think this is porn or whatever. And then the person's like, oh, shut up. You think like Michelle Pfeiffer hasn't done porn? I was like, well, I don't know if she has done it or not. But I'm like, I'm not going to like be on the streets if I don't do this.
Right.
Like I did go to college and I have a family and I don't think I want to do this suntan lotion scene. Anyway, this Instagram account called Celeb Fail, they just pull up everything. They're just like of Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I see the movie scene.
And she did it.
She did the scene.
You guys are up for the same part.
And it's just a cheesy thing and it's not overly sexual or nudie, but maybe like
she
showed her boobs in it or something. Like, who cares? But that was the movie. And we were like, I knew her from LA. Like, like I even think she took like a Growlings class. Like I had her number from like meeting her at this place called Rebecca's. Like, we did know each other and we're like the same age.
Oh my God.
So anyway, I find that just so
that's amazing.
Amazing. Okay. So let's do a little Bethany. Has just discovered a new salad in the Hamptons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This salad is insane. Have you had this salad? This is a lobster cob salad. I never had lobster cob. I mean, I feel like I eat lobster and I eat, you know, I eat lobster with caviar, lobster with drawn butter, but like on a cob salad, like who knew you could elevate this shit to the next level? This salad is so at the level. I'm obsessed with this salad. Is it $58? Yes, absolutely. Worth every freaking penny. I'm going to get another one for my daughter. I'm going to get one for Bryn. She's going to take it to school tomorrow. Lobster cob. She's going to love it. She, you know, we're over Trader Joe's. We're only doing lobster cob salads for lunch.
Can I just ask you a quick?
Yeah.
Do you have a fish allergy or not, Bethany?
You know, sometimes I do. You know, one time I blew up when I had catfish. Who the hell eats catfish, huh? What are you, South Carolina? No, this is East Hampton, okay? Lobster, I'm fine with. I cannot eat catfish in South Carolina, if you know what I mean, okay? The people there, you know, I don't know. I don't know who comes from there, but I had an allergic reaction, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Come at me, bro.
Come for me. You want to fight me?
Yeah.
Come for me.
Come for me.
Dare you.
Right.
You guys are going to hate this, but I'm going to eat lobster cob salad. I'm going to put peanut butter on it. You want to come for me? I don't give a shit. I'm over it.
It's always the challenges of like, you know what I'm gonna fuck. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put cream cheese on peanut butter, and I'm gonna mix it with a chocolate fudge sauce
yeah.
and a truffle salt. And you can go fuck yourselves if you're not gonna eat this up your throat. Like, yeah. like Jesus.
You know what she did yesterday or like 2 days ago? And I saw it, and I was like, is she challenging me? I think she's like daring me at some. She goes. I just want a light snack, little protein snack. She's like, I'm gonna take a slice of turkey, deli meat turkey. And I'm going to take this tuna salad, and I'm going to fill the turkey with the tuna salad, and then do a turkey roll-up. And I was like, she's putting tuna in a piece of turkey, and she takes a bite. She's like, I love when she takes a bite, and she closes her eyes, and she's like,
Oh, you know when she started that word, vavoom?
Insane.
What does she call it?
Davoon.
Davoon? And she tried to, like, make it her own, but I guess it was, like, in Greece or something.
Davoon. I don't know. Was it?
No, yes. Somebody pulled it up, and it was, like, in the movie Greece. It's Davoon, like, by one of the, like, goofy characters.
I can't believe I didn't know that. I only yeah. watched Greece for, like, the first 15 years of my life.
And she kept thinking, like, it was like, stop making fetch happen. Like, she kept trying to think, like, we would start using the word Davoon, but nobody did.
I love that. I have a list in my phone that I keep of just Bethany words. Like Benunza, insane, Davoon, at the level, like just like whatever she says. That's how I just yeah. have a list, and then I like have fun with it. I don't
but
write
you know
those.
What? God bless Bethany because she does give us entertainment.
It's I can't stop.
But I do
stop.
Wonder with certain people, like, do you ever watch Real Housewives of OC?
No.
Okay, well, there's this girl, woman, Shannon Storms Bedore. She since has gotten divorced.
Okay.
But Bedore was her maiden name. And I think I think especially with reality stars, they can almost become a caricature of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if they see people. And also, I think the producers like would say to her, now say your full name, because she'd be like, Shannon Bedore doesn't really care about what other people think. Shannon Bedore.
In the third person.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, she said Bedore all the time, but if you watch maybe the first season, she doesn't talk about herself like Shannon Bedore.
Right.
And she doesn't do the hands and everything. And so then I think she realized that's what people, but also that's what makes, like, when you see memes of yourself being iconic and all that,
yeah.
then you're like, well, that's my shtick.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do Luann now because Luann's a huge, she's done that whole, right? Luann has become even more Luann than Luann ever was.
Darling. Darling.
Are you coming to my cabaret?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's a whole new show. It's called Mary Fuck Kill. And you're absolutely going to love it.
Oh, and everyone gets served eggs a la Française in the audience. It's really spectacular. And I sing only Stevie Nicks covers. Did you hear Stevie Nicks? I'm dead over it.
I love it.
It's the best ever. I want to go to the show.
I love it because she sticks with it.
Yeah.
She goes for it. I've been to the show like 5 times.
I'm so jealous. She was in New York the last 3 nights.
It is just a good time.
Yeah.
It's just a good time.
She puts on a show.
She puts on a show. It's fun. And it's fun because, like, you know, any of those shows. But because it's music versus, like, stand-up, it's a little yeah. more participatory as far as, like, you're singing, you're dancing. You can kind of talk during it. It's not.
Right.
So it's like, especially, and so you're with your group of people. And I think that's why. And it's one of those things you can keep going. It doesn't matter, you know, if you went yeah. last year or 2 years ago.
She'll always have new looks.
Yes, she will.
I love her.
Okay, so I want to ask you about Hilaria Baldwin.
Yeah.
Where were you? Because I remember where I was.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I think this is one of the greater moments of pop culture in the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
is discovering that Alec Baldwin's wife and mother of their 6 or 7 kids.
Seven.
who we all thought was from Spain.
Yeah.
An immigrant,
mm-hmm.
Was in fact born and raised in Boston and only spent one summer in Spain,
yeah.
where her wealthy parents own a summer home. And I, to this day, mm-hmm. believe that Alec Baldwin married her thinking that she really was
Spain.
Spanish, because I don't think he ever asked her, tell me about your high school career. I don't think he ever asked her.
Did you do the plays? You play a little field hockey. Yeah, no, it was wild.
How is this not a documentary yet?
It's funny because people have talked to me about it. There's a whole group on Reddit that like made my impression popular.
Uh-huh.
And And I've been approached by people who are like, I want to do a documentary, or I want to do this, or do that. And I'm like, I don't know about this family. Like, I think kind of stay away and do my little impression. She doesn't like it. I don't think she likes my impression. I think it's like borderline, like maybe she finds it offensive. I think she's sensitive to it. But also, she had so many opportunities to like come clean. And
but then she...
And she didn't. She leaned in harder.
Well, she sort of came clean, and then she will still do the accent, because I just think it's just been going on for so long.
Yeah.
And that, you know, but
she like believes that she's
this
person.
There's so many moments that were just beyond shocking. And I wonder, like, okay, it's fine that your husband, who just thought you were hot, didn't care. Who, and he was obsessed with Selma Hayek,
right,
before.
I heard this, yes.
And I also heard that he'd go to that vegan restaurant and somebody gave her the heads up. He goes here all the
right.
time. And he's into Spanish speaking girls. And she had just started doing her Spanish ballroom or something. And she spoke Spanish. So then she sat down and was speaking Spanish. And then he goes, I have to meet you.
Yeah.
And that's
so
how
crazy.
They met. And then.
It's really wild. And then we found out in the pandemic is when her high school friends, I think, like, you know, with TikTok and like people were bored sitting at home. They were like, they outed her.
No, I think there was one particular. I apologize. But there was one person that put it all together.
Oh.
A really good
like someone
Instagram,
on Instagram
account.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just can't remember who it was, but they put it all together, like all the evidence
yeah.
of like the cucumber on the show, mm-hmm. on the cooking
cucumber?
Show.
Yeah. yeah. How you say?
So she was cooking. Let's just do that. So we were cooking. So today we have a great chef. Hilaria Baldwin, who's so busy. You have so many children.
I have like 4 or 6 now. It's just hard to count.
And you're married to Oscar winner Alec Baldwin.
Yes. So. Alec Baldwin is my husband, though. Yes. I love him.
And so what are you going to cook for us today?
Today we are going to make a El Salado. You know, you have for lunch, you know, when
right.
you want to feel healthy and stuff like that. But like you also, it's like we're going to do tomatoes and then... the cucumber?
Cucumber, yes.
That's,
yes.
Yes, that's. And we are going to chop, and then we are going to eat it. And it's just like, ooh, it's so delicioso, you know? Like
delicious,
it's,
yes.
It's really so tasty, you know?
My kids speak English so well.
Thank
I really
you.
Admire you, because I took Spanish in high school. I don't speak any.
Oh.
So when did you learn English so well?
I would go, you know, I'm from España.
Yeah.
I'm from a town outside of España.
Okay.
Called Boston. Have you heard? Do you know it? It's a beautiful place. We have a lot of good comida, like clam chowder.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah.
It's very cultural. And,
yes.
So we just always spoke Spanish, you know, in my family and like with my friends. And then I was a dancer. And so like I just speak English a lot and Spanish a lot. It depends on, you know, whose home I am visiting.
Yes.
Yes, that's.
You know what I thought? Okay, so I just remembered that when it was all put together, it was so amazing because it was like not only the cucumber thing, then she was on a podcast mm-hmm. where blatantly like lies mm-hmm. and where they're like, you speak Spanish so well, that whole thing. And she just went for it. See? And then I saw the whole thing of... And now I'm wondering, did I read an article or was there like a little documentary?
There was
something about the dancing.
Yeah.
Where then she started working at the dance studio, the ballroom dance studio, and that's how she kind of got into the Spanish world.
Yeah, she would compete, I think. She would dance, I think, too.
Okay.
Like.
And, but I remember when it was all going down and everybody, no, I know how it started. It was something like Amy Schumer made fun of the fact that she was like, on her head a week after giving birth or whatever.
Okay.
And Amy was like, had just given birth at the same time. So there was some little joke and then she kind of attacked Amy. And that's when the person then goes, are you fucking kidding me? Like you've been pretending to be Spanish for years. And that's when it all just started to come. Where it was like, everybody was like, oh my God. And then she was like, I want to talk to you for a minute. And she does like the whole talking to the camera. It like, you know, defending herself. And I remember Ireland Baldwin was like, this is the sweetest woman I know and stop being so mean. I get it. Like
yeah.
her stepmom was, but I don't know. I mean, but then it is kind of like, hey, if someone wants to identify as a whole nother thing, aren't we supposed to accept that?
I don't think an ethnicity is something you can just
identify. I agree, but I feel like that's what she was trying to do. Like,
she's
just like,
trying to normalize that.
Why isn't it okay?
Right.
But the real reason it's not okay is that she literally, because of her privilege of being married to Alec Baldwin and being this Spanish girl, anytime they wanted to check a box and have someone Spanish host a TV show, be on the red carpet answering questions, be on the cover of Latina magazine, she got it over
someone else.
Latinas that are actresses or hosts or whatever, models. And that is where, that's why it was a real problem.
Because it's like someone doing blackface almost. It's weird. It's a strange thing to like morph into. I didn't mean to go viral. That was a mistake. That was like that happened to me by accident. I literally, like, when you were like, where were you? I was like, oh, I was on my couch in my pajamas. I have no makeup on. I didn't expect to go viral or anything. That's when you like, you know, when you don't try at all. It's an 11-second video. And I was like, I just went on my Instagram and I was like, I too understand. You know, I went to La Universidad de Boston. And that's where I went to school. Like, I just said that because I went to Boston University.
You did in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I said. And people, like, it went super viral. And then the LA Times called me a TikToker. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm a TikToker. Oh, my God, I have, like, a new title under my belt.
And then you just did it recently because she had kind of a weird moment that a paparazzi caught her.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the fakest phone call. She looks great. She's wearing, like, these little black shorts. She's doing the mob wife aesthetic.
Yes. She's like a leather jacket over her shoulders.
Yeah, and like little black shorts and little like fishnet lines and heels. And she walks by ignoring the paparazzi on purpose. And she's like, oh, okay, that's wonderful. I love that for you. So we'll go to the dinner now. And you did that perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She also, I don't know if you noticed, she has no bag and she has a coffee cup that has no top on it. It was almost like someone standing around the corner and they're like, phone, cup. You're on an errand, like go. And
you know what? That is my biggest pet peeve about props in movies is coffee cups that are empty.
Yes.
Because you can tell there's no weight to them. It's not hot and there's no weight.
Yeah.
But then to also not even have a cover to it.
And this isn't even a movie. This was an Instagram post. I mean, the production value is insane. It is so wild, though. And like whenever she does anything, she goes dark. She takes months off of Instagram. And like I did a lot of her because these people would like DM me and be like, did you see what she did? You got to do this. You got to do this. And it's hard to come up with your own version of it.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's just there. You know, you don't have to do much. And we look alike. So people were like, I thought it was really her, but it's you.
Right,
and I'm like, oh, shit. And I've been blocked on TikTok before. I've had people like report them. I don't know if she has people reporting my shit, but who knows?
What happens? So then when that happens on TikTok, then
I get blocked.
You mean they just don't give your stuff any love in the algorithm?
No, I couldn't sign on once for a week. And I was like, as an addicted TikToker,
and
like,
then what happens when you're on probation? Like, does it just after a week, they just let you back on? Or you have to contact someone at TikTok?
No, after a week, I was allowed back on. I'd try at least 12 times a day. You know what I mean? I made a burner account because I was like, well, I have to watch other TikToks if I can't post myself.
Oh, my gosh. That's so scary.
Scary. I've had it like done on Instagram too, like sound taken down only on those videos. So I'm like,
what do you think
weird.
Is going to happen to her as time goes on?
I don't know. I feel like she doesn't need to be in the public eye. Like she could just be a mom, you know, or teach yoga or like do what she was doing. I feel like she had this like obsession with being famous.
Well, she did because I think she first was like, well, we knew she was his wife, but also she was like one of those moms that used her kids all the time and, you know, could make food from scratch and then but also like stand on her head and do like a yoga pose. And she had a great body and she was pretty.
Yeah.
So men and women, everybody is sort of there's like this new thing of like these moms that are like really put together and skinny and they're like in their 30s, but they have a lot of kids. Like in my day, it was really weird if you had like more than three kids.
Right. That's a lot, yeah.
And then back in the 70s, like people had like five and six and seven. Now I feel it's like a flex to be like, that's how rich I am.
Right.
That I can have like
six kids.
Yeah. And I don't.
That's so weird.
And and like the flex of like, and I don't have to work.
Right.
Because my husband makes so much money, I can like make my own bread with my kid.
Yeah. Or I could just do yoga because I have four nannies. So
yeah,
I can just do my own thing anyway. It doesn't matter how many kids are around.
Yeah.
I watched Kris Jenner's masterclass. This is off topic the other day. And she said that when she was 16, she had a dream that she had six children.
That is true.
Is it?
She always,
and I was like, wow.
She always wanted six kids. And
she made it happen.
So then when she ended it with Robert and then she met Bruce at the time, when she tried to have a baby, she got pregnant at 40. And I remember Courtney being like, I'm like, what did you think of that? Because I've known them forever. And Courtney was like, we thought it was so gross. Like, we're like, you're so old.
But she's fulfilling the dream.
And now Courtney has had her baby
right,
at 44.
At 40.
But Courtney thought it was so gross that she had a baby at 40 and 42. So they have the good reproducing genes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so then she wanted to have another one. So that there'd be like friends.
Right.
Which I've had people do that too, where there's a big break. They're like, well, let me just have one more.
Yeah,
like,
so they have each other.
But yeah, no, she really did always want to have.
Wow. I can't imagine. I have two puppies and I want to kill myself right now. I'm dying.
The first like paragraph of her book is Kris's. It was like, in a jet in Paris that looks like a perfect Chanel purse. Something like that, I knew, and I'm with Kim, and I knew this is exactly where I'm meant to be. And it goes back to, like, the manifesting and all mm-hmm. that stuff that she's like...
I love that.
This isn't... It's like she's not really surprised.
Yeah.
Which is, like, very cool. So, wait, you were saying you have two baby puppies.
I do. I know.
What? They're twins.
They're from the same litter, yeah.
What kind are they?
They're toy poodles. Although, I might have gotten gypped. They're going to be bigger than toy, but... Hopefully not too big because they have to travel.
And now, did you be because you're Kris Jenner? Is that why you wanted two, like Kendall and Kylie?
Yeah, I really needed two. I want them to have each other to play because I'm so busy. So
yeah.
It's really nice to just let them fight all day.
And how old are they now?
3 months. No, 4 months almost.
And you had to take them on the plane?
I did, yeah.
How do you do that? You have one carrier for the both of them?
Yeah. On Delta, you can have, here's the rule for anyone flying Delta, but you can have two puppies if they're the same breed under 6 months and like under the weight limit or whatever. And they checked off those boxes. So yeah, they were in one carrier.
And they can go under your seat?
Yeah.
Well.
If they behave. You know?
Yeah.
I had to like hide one of them in a sweatshirt. One of them went to the bathroom with my boyfriend. He's like, yeah, he shit on the wee-wee pad in the bathroom.
We were coming back from Oregon last night after looking at the schools for my son.
Oh, nice.
And there were these two dads, like a couple, mm-hmm. and they had these adorable identical twin boys who are about a year and a half.
Okay.
And
Human boys.
Okay. And throughout the day, you know, they were there on time. They're letting them run around. The boys were fine. Good. But then something was going down with the dads. It was a full flight. And one dad, it was just like, remember those two dads that we saw? Think about the girls. Well, one dad was like trying to calm down angry dad.
Uh-oh.
And angry dad was just like, no, this isn't right. Like, this is, I paid for this seat and da-da-da. And I'm like, what is going on? So then they go, I'm so sorry, we're going to have to deplane. And I'm like,
no,
motherfucker. Like, I've been in Oregon for 3 days. This is last night. We're already landing at like 8:30. I'm like, this is going to make it like midnight.
Yeah.
Right. So, and we're coming into the storm.
Right.
So I get up and flight attendant's like, what are you doing? I'm like, they just said for us to deplane. She's like, oh, no. The cops are coming now. So then the cops come.
What?
And they're just like, you got to get off to the two dads and the two boys. And I'm like, wait, what? What happened and why are they so mad? So then the one guy leaves, the one dad with the one twin, and then the other one comes and he's got all these bags and he's like, sorry if my bag hits you, but these are my bags and da da da. And so then he goes through with the baby and they get off. And so then I'm like, so I figured out what happened.
Okay.
They did buy four seats.
Okay.
So each kid had out. And so then he wanted four carry-ons. But they said while we were waiting, and this is Alaska, they said over and over, it's a full flight. If you're in group C or D, which they were,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to check in your check-in bags now.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, probably because they have like a lot of kids stuff. So he was like, no, I paid for these seats. No, but they can't help it if there's no room.
Yeah.
And then mean dad got mean to the nasty to the flight attendant, and she was like, F off. I don't care if you have kids. You're rude to me.
Yeah.
Screw you, dude. Get off the plane. And all I could think about was like, oh my God, now you have 2 1.5-year-olds
in an airport.
In an airport after you've already been there for 2 hours, and now you got to try to find a flight, and you can't go back on Alaska probably because now you're probably
that
banned.
Sucks.
Listen, to anybody on a plane,
no.
This is not a restaurant. The customer is not always right.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't care what they do to you. I don't care if they move you from your seat. Like, even if I paid for a seat and they were like, move, I'd just be like, let me just document it. Let mm-hmm. me talk about it in Juicy Scoop the next day.
There you
Maybe
go.
I'll get a free ticket. Just get me the fuck home.
Wow.
Like, even if you're right, people.
Yeah.
Don't think that you're going to win.
No, you're definitely
10 minutes before a flight comes off.
You're not going to win. It's funny when you said that. I just had PTSD of me moving to LA last year, and I was flying with 7 duffel bags, 1 dog at the time, my dog who passed away. And I had this carry-on that was like a small luggage, you know, that was a carry-on. And they said, oh, you have to. And we had already missed a flight. That's the best. We already missed 1 flight.
Yeah.
So this is like 4 hours later. I'm drunk, and I had to put it up top. I was going to put it up top. They said, we have to check it. And it had my jewelry in it and like my stuff for my grandmother. Like anything good in my life was in that bag. And I was like, I just started sobbing. And I was like, you can't take this bag away from me. Like, I need it. I'm moving. I need it. And they took it and they checked it. And I'm still sitting there sobbing. And this one nice flight attendant, he came over to me and he was like, what's your favorite cocktail? I was like, I don't know, old fashioned. And he gave me like 4 drinks. I was a mess. The whole flight I cried, but I was drinking. So I was like even more emotional. It was, anyway, he was very nice. But I didn't win. I didn't get to keep
the bag. No, you're not. You are not going to win.
Nope. Not an
airline. You know what I also learned?
What?
I just decided this year in all my traveling of stand-up. I used to always want to have a carry-on because I was like, God forbid they lose my thing and I got to look cute tonight. And
right.
I want my special jeans and my whatever. Once I just relinquished that and took one big bag that I could like keep shit on a hanger.
Mm-hmm.
And check it. So freeing.
Yeah.
And I just am like, if it gets lost, it gets lost. I walk out, I have a great fucking story.
Yeah. That's so true.
Who cares?
I've never not checked a bag. I don't care if it's a day or two. I love checking. I have to check a bag. And then just be free in the airport to like buy candy, walk around.
I can't believe all these years that I was just like pulling the thing. Like so. Or I would, if I checked a bag,
yeah.
I'd make sure like, I had my badges in this bag and I had this and then, you know, everything I needed to perform. And I used to give away like reusable straws.
Yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't you? I would love a reusable straw.
I mean, it's so great to be like, what was I thinking? Like a guy would ever care.
You were progressive. That's what you were thinking. You were like, the environment is fucked. I'm going to give reusable straws as my merch.
Sometimes I'm so jealous of guy comics. You do a lot. So you do stand up.
I do stand up. Yeah.
Do you have some dates you want to tell us about? Anything coming up?
I'm hosting. You know what? I'm doing a fun brunch show. I hate stand up in the day, but this sounded fun because it's at City Winery in New York City.
Yeah.
And we have good people
there.
That's
a great place.
Yeah. It's a good venue. I love doing shows there. So they were like, you want to do a 2:00 brunch show? I was like, yeah, sure. It's February 24th. So come.
I think that is great. I think.
Come do it.
I think shows in the day. Or it's where it's at.
Really? I think after the pandemic.
Earlier,
yes.
Or earlier. Like, I just told my agent, to let me know people. I get gigs and then we sell out the first one. And then if there's an option for a second, I already told him. I go, if I get to a place that I sold it out quick enough that I feel confident I can sell it the second.
Right.
I'm like, I think we'd rather do it at 5 than 9:30. Because at 5, ladies can come. They can have dinner and they can still be in their bed.
Yeah.
By 9.
I like that.
I think even for like millennials and stuff, people are just not into going out late anymore.
No, they're not. There was an article. It was like 6 p.m. is the new 8 p.m. reservation. And I was like, yeah, kind of. Like, I like going out early and being like, oh my God, it's like 9:00 and I can just do nothing the rest of the night. That's so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then also when you go out too late, there's that time that you like might go home.
Mm-hmm.
And have that time to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad. The nap before getting cute, especially if the weather's not nice, good fucking luck.
Yeah, you're motivating. Never going to make it out. No.
You're not. That's why I do like a 6 o'clock dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think this is a post-pandemic world, though, like where we're like, you know, 10 o'clock used to be like, yeah, I'd eat dinner at 10 or I'd go to a show at 10 or I'll do an 11 o'clock spot on a show. And now I'm like, that feels so late. Like, if I were the audience, I wouldn't want to be there at that hour unless it's like a Saturday night and it's like, a great weekend. I don't know. Nice weather. But like, yeah, I just.
But then there also is something kind of great when you do go out and like really rip it.
Yeah.
And you got drunk, providing you have nothing the next day.
Sure.
And then you wake up and you like a little hungover, a little dry mouth, and you're like, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
You're like, I'm cool again.
Ripped it. I was not asleep till 1:45. That's how great it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to bring that back.
That's me every night right now with these dogs who are on East Coast time. I'm like, I go to bed at 1 and I'm like, oh my God, they're crying and it's only 4. That's 3 hours of sleep. Like, how do new mothers do it?
How do they do it?
I don't know.
I think that with the twins that you have.
My twins.
Have you thought of a co-sleeper?
A co-sleeper?
Well, you know, I saw this for humans, and I thought this could be really good for dogs, too.
What is your program? Please sign me up.
It's like a little crib that you put under your mattress that's right next to you. So they're not in your bed, but they're right next to you.
Okay.
So then you can just reach over and rub them. Yeah.
I have them in two rooms away, and they're still bothering me.
Oh.
They're in their crates right now because I'm like,
you're one of those.
I don't
mothers.
Want them to like shit in my room or anything. Yeah, yeah. I'm one of those.
You
yeah.
do dog carriers on your body?
No, I do like a
Bichon. Oh,
my boyfriend does those and they love it.
Yeah,
he's like really a good parent. I'm like not a good dog owner. I think that's my next like comedy thing. My special should be like bad dog mom. You know what I mean?
I just want to see somebody when they go to pick up their dog do that thing where it's like they have the pink and blue. Like blankie, and then you have to take off your shirt,
like in the hospital,
full tits out, and you're just like, and you just have to take one, and the men do too, you know, like men now do it with their babies.
Yeah,
and I really need someone to do that.
I'll do that for you. I actually did that this morning, honestly, like not on purpose, but they were like, I was like, what do we do? They ate. Let's just put them on our chest and see if they'll fall. And we slept for an hour in the bed like that, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Is this what I have to do? Do they have to sleep with me? I don't know. They'll sleep with me eventually. My dog.
Do you think you're going to get married?
I don't know. At some point when I can afford the whole wedding. When I can
You want a big shebang.
I want a big shebang. Yeah.
Do you want bridesmaids?
No. I don't care about any of that stuff. Mm. But like my bat mitzvah was like a wedding. You know what I mean? Like
how much money did you get for that?
For my bat mitzvah?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I have no idea how much money I got. I don't even know where
it went.
Did
it go right to your college or you don't
probably.
Know?
Probably. It probably did. Or my parents took it and I should just hit them up and be like, hey, what happened to that bat mitzvah money? I did sell every piece of Tiffany's jewelry I got for my bat mitzvah.
I just remember it was like, I had a couple Jewish friends and they had their bat mitzvah, which was just like, you know, at a hotel.
Yeah.
And DJ and everything. And at that time, Catholics got confirmation. Mm-hmm. Now they moved it up to 16, which is just... such a mistake because you just used to do it your eighth grade year at the Catholic school and just everybody did it. Even though they said you didn't have to do it, you're like, well, you're going to be the one like weird atheist that doesn't do it. So, but literally like no party, no gift. And I'm like, this sucks.
Bullshit.
Yeah. This really
yeah, your
is not
bat mitzvah
the same.
Is really just a fashion show and people hand you gifts because you're like dressed in a cool dress. I don't know.
It wasn't, yes.
It's not much more, but.
I
don't know.
It.
I want to have a wedding at some point, but I don't know. People have given up. We've been together for so long. And
how long have it been?
8 years.
Oh, because you guys were just doing the Pookie thing.
We did the Pookie thing.
Okay, so this couple, you guys went viral and they were just doing the showing off our outfits.
Yeah, like a outfit
certain,
of the day.
But you know what also bugs me about TikTok is when some person that just is like rich and then they're bored housewife and they get on... TikTok, and they must have hired somebody to help them do this.
Yes.
And so now they're doing the same thing that everyone does where they take the earrings and they go, and they like show the earrings and put them on. And then they say, okay, you guys, yeah,
Uh-huh. Show my rings.
The rings and the earrings. And so this girl, Pookie, is from the South. And her husband, and I guess people were freaked out. Did they think he was gay or something? Why were they freaked out?
He's like a robot. They think she's like being held captive. They're all like, okay. Blink twice if you're okay, Pookie. And he calls her Pookie, and he like can't move.
This outfit looks absolutely fabulous, but I think they were fine when it went viral. But then they found out that she went to the Antebello party that they would do in Southern colleges, which is, you know, not a great theme.
No, I saw some
TikTok.
Not a
great time of a history to be celebrating.
No.
And so then she had to do a big apology. Pookie went to the Kappa Sig party.
Yeah. I was going to say, I saw some girl on TikTok who was like, I went to college with Pookie. And let me tell you, I have some photos. And I was like, oh man, they're all coming for her.
And then they're like, Pookie's been canceled. I'm like, canceled from what?
Yeah.
Was she going on like a tour with the opening for J-Lo I didn't know about? Like, it's fine.
I'm obsessed with the videos.
She's not going to go away.
No.
She did the right thing.
No,
she's
they're
like,
in Aspen
look,
today.
I was dumb. I went to this party. I was invited.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't pick the theme. I just participated.
At this point, along with if you said something shitty about a celebrity on a podcast, but you actually are like going to be in a movie next week, like you have a good agent, I say you got to come clean with all of it.
Yeah.
Right now.
I think so.
You just say, own hey, it. If somebody finds it and a few people on the internet get angry about it, I don't know. Do you own it or is the new advice to be ignore it?
No.
I think in some cases it's okay to ignore it.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like if you ignore it, it might be gone. And like, sometimes I think it feels like it's such a bigger thing because it's happening to you. And then when you realize that not even your close friends knew that people were coming for you because you said something they didn't like. And you're like, to you, you feel like I'm getting canceled. My life's over. But then I'm like, and then so you go and defend it, but then you don't defend it right. I mean, it's one thing to be like, have Page Six write about it. And then there's another where it's like a
Reddit group.
Yeah. Like it's a smaller thing like that. And you're Twitter. Like, now I kind of feel like my attitude has changed. I almost feel like sometimes I think it's okay to just like, ignore it.
Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? And there's my top. Whatever.
It's so cute.
Tell everybody again where they can follow you and find you and see you in person.
You can find me anywhere on the internet at Anna Roisman, AnnaRoisman. And I have a fun podcast called Big Wigs with Andrea Lopez, who is a guest here. And I don't know. Find me on Instagram because that's where I post all my shows and stuff and dumb videos or TikTok.
And of course, I'm at heathermcdonald.net. I have new shows out. If it hasn't sold out already, I'm March 16th in Thousand Oaks. And I'm also going to be in Scottsdale on Friday, May 4th. Everything is at heathermcdonald.net. And that's it, guys. Get your merch and join Patreon and change your life.